Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Just a year after suffering a brain aneurysm, he performed at the Super Bowl. It's also his birthday today. Who is it? Find out on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, February 18th, 2022. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it is No One Eats Alone Day, and school kids actually started this one so that nobody at the school would eat alone. You know, you see somebody sitting at the table by themselves, well, you go and join them, or you invite them to join you. Fantastic idea, and I love that school kids came up with that one. National Caregivers Day today as well. Now, there's several mental and physical health effects that are not only on the person that you're, you know, giving care to, but also on the caregiver themselves. Often they experience disruptions in their education, like putting school on hold or dropping out entirely, or it can impact their career. Their future earnings could be disrupted by giving care. So there's a lot that caregivers give up to give that care. There's a few podcasts out there, including one that we did on learning more, where you can learn a little about this and some of the ways that perhaps you can take care of yourself as well as taking care of that other person. There's a link in the description. It is National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day today. Crab Stuffed Flounder. That's basically fish stuffed with fish. And I don't know if you can hear it, but my cat's in the background. And I think my cat can hear me talking about fish. So he's meowing and wants to come in here. We'll just let him keep meowing while I continue with the podcast. Wow, that's a new one for me. I haven't had that happen yet. I've got a recipe for a crab stuffed flounder in the podcast description. And it looks pretty darn good. By the way, I mentioned this the other day. The links that I talk about, well, they're in the description, but they're also on the website, thisistodaypodcast.com. So anything that we talk about, go over there. You can click a link and you can learn even more about it. Okay, it is National Drink Wine Day today. That's it. Just drink wine. This day is not about much else other than just drink wine. You think they would have been a little more creative, but perhaps they just needed some wine. Yeah. Okay. We'll go with that. Hey, by the way, the largest collection ever right now, big, huge, 2 million bottles is at Milisti Michi. I think I'm saying that right. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it, but there's 2 million bottles of wine there. That is a ton of wine. The most expensive though? Nope, it's not there. It was in New York at an auction. 2 bottles of wine. $1 million. Actually, over $1 million. One of them sold for $558,000, the other for $496,000. Can you believe that? 1945 vintage of wine sold for that much. Wow. You know, it's available at Trader Joe's for like $2 a bottle. I'm just saying. Hey, it's also National Battery Day today. And there's plenty of reasons to celebrate the battery, especially by buying an electric car. Yeah, well, actually, this last week, the Biden administration announced something new. They're going to put in a ton of charging stations, 500,000 public chargers throughout the country. And they are putting basically $5 billion in this charging infrastructure to encourage folks like us to go buy an electric car. But is it going to save us money? Well, yeah, actually, it's going to save us about $15,000 over a 15-year lifespan. There's a whole MarketWatch.com article in the description for you to check out to see how it can potentially save you money. I'm guessing just oil changes. Oh, and $5 a gallon gas. Jeez, it's crazy here in California. If you look at your gas station and it's under $5, I'm happy for you. Here, it's nuts. Okay, we don't do a podcast on the weekend because we have to work to pay for that gas. So on Fridays, we let you know what is going on. And there's plenty going on this weekend, including National Vet Girls Rise Day. There's nearly 2 million U.S. veteran women that will be celebrating that on Saturday. National Lash Day. Yeah, this one's about your eyelashes. Celebrate your eyelashes on Saturday, I guess. National Chocolate Mint Day. And this makes me think of Thin Mints. You know, the Girl Scout cookies. I don't know any Girl Scouts anymore. Like, my kids aren't... My daughter's not a Girl Scout. My kids' friends, I don't know. I don't see any Girl Scouts around. So if you know of a Girl Scout and you want me to buy some cookies, let me know. Just hit me up on Twitter. Maybe I'll get some cookies out. That would be great. Okay, National Red Sock Day. And this is about peripheral artery disease, or PAD. This is to bring greater attention to leg health, which can indicate a risk of heart attack, stroke, or even amputation. So pay attention to that, and you can learn more by visiting the National Red Sock Day website. It's also National Arabian Horse Day on Saturday. On Sunday, it's National Muffin Day, National Love Your Pet Day. Maybe that's why my cat made a special guest appearance on the podcast today. He knows I love him. It's Moon. It's awesome. National Cherry Pie Day on Sunday as well, so you can either eat the pie or listen to the song. Either way, works for me. National Comfy Day on Sunday. That should be every day, right? Like, come on. I feel like since pandemic, we've really appreciated comfy, like wearing sweats and shorts and slippers. It's awesome. All right, Saturday's birthday include Prince Andrew. Maybe I shouldn't even say that one. Turning 61, Haley Duff, 36, Seal, 58, Victoria Justice, 28, Millie Bobby Brown is 17 on Saturday. Sunday's birthdays include Trevor Noah turning 38, Cindy Crawford turning 56. All right. So I know I only take up 10 minutes of your day, and you're going to have plenty of time this weekend to listen to other great podcasts. So I've got one for you to check out. Our podcast of the day today is Modem Mischief. Yeah, Modem Mischief explores the dark reaches of the internet. This true crime series tells the stories of hackers, cybercrime, and dark web. Yeah, it's interesting stories. It's really cool production values as well. So, I've mentioned before, I'm a fan of production values. This one, I like it. They've done a fantastic job. So if you're listening from Modem Mischief, thank you for producing that podcast. It is really cool, and I'm becoming addicted. The link to this podcast is in the description. Also in the description, you're going to see a link to our Patreon account. Become a Patreon for just a few bucks a month. You can get access to behind the scenes live streams. Also, you're going to mention your birthday alongside the celebrities. And all you have to do to join is click the link in the description. Okay. Let's head now to California and 1972. California had the People versus Anderson decision come out of the Supreme Court. This said that the death penalty was cruel and unusual punishment. So 107 inmates in California instantly went from sentence to death to sentence to life in prison. And on that list included Charles Manson. Yeah, so death penalty would come back with Prop 17 in California. However, currently all death penalty punishments are on hold. There's a moratorium imposed by the current governor, Gavin Newsom. Well, how many people are incarcerated in California? 204,637 people, and of those, 39,000 have life sentences. Okay, I started the show with a little riddle about somebody who had a brain aneurysm and then a year later performed at the Super Bowl. I am talking about Dr. Dre. Yeah, a year ago, he had a brain aneurysm. Apparently, everything is all good. And so was the show. That thing was awesome. Fantastic job on the Super Bowl show this last week. Dr. Dre is 56. Also born on this day, Cybill Shepherd turning 71, John Travolta 67, Vanna White 64, and Molly Ringwald is 53, Jillian Michaels 47. That is your look at February 18th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today, where we do our best to give you the correct information. Yeah, sometimes we make a mistake and you might hear that. Well, we're super sorry about that. And you are super smart. See, I did a little switch. I usually do all of that different, but I decided to change it up today. Thank you for listening. On Monday, we're going to talk about President's Day, of course, and much, much more. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you on Monday.